Are we set up for a legal battle here, or do you think it's a case of chicken, or what's your sense of it?
I have to guess. My own gut intuition is Bach wants a legal battle. Tom Bach.
Yeah.
And I say that because I think the law is pretty much against Fischbach. You know, I speak as a law professor at this point and say that I would be pretty surprised if a Supreme Court with four Dayton appointees rules in her favor if this gets pushed to court.
And it's interesting because Gazelka and his folks are coming around today with some references from citations from the Legislative Reference Library about all the folks who have done both, right? Who've done both jobs.
You know?
But that precedent aside, the constitutional changes you think would hold sway.
Yeah, I think so. Yeah, I mean, when I first heard about that 1898 case, I sat down and read it. It was one of those things where I said, "Okay, let me read this," and it's pretty persuasive. And it was one of those things where I said, "Aha!" However, the Constitution has been so thoroughly amended, you know. And I called Jack Davies, you know, who's my, remember Jack Davies?
Yeah. Oh, sure. Yeah.
You know, and I spoke to Jack, and I said, "Didn't you wipe out all this stuff back in 70? You know, 71, 72?" Yeah. So, "Oh yeah, that's all stuff is all gone." And so, to me. I put stock in what Jack Davies says too, and if he says that this stuff is gone, that undermines the basis for that decision. Yeah, I'm willing to go with Jack in terms of that score. You know, not only as a legislator but as a former judge. So I think that's gone. But this is all about chicken at this point, more than anything else. Bach basically wants to see if he can pull off the gambit and get it to a 33-33, assuming that the Democrats hold Schoen's seat. Get it to a 33-33 and hope that they can do something. You know, they're not going to win her seat back. We know that.
Right.
But hope that they can do something in terms of that deadlock there that helps Dayton out. Or if nothing else, guess what? Force Fischbach and the Republicans to have to spend money, go to court, and then eventually spend money to win her seat again. This has nothing to do, I think, with real policy. This is all about, you know, that sort of backdoor kind of grubby stuff that the public doesn't like.
And what we're talking about in terms of deadlock would be that if we were being kind of an interregnum, I guess, for lack of a better term. When we have a court case going on here and Michelle Fischbach is not a state senator, or we're not sure if she is or isn't, but what do you think a court? Okay, let's say that what happens here, and I just talked to Bill Walsh about this, and Senator Fischbach doesn't have any committee meeting scheduled, higher education committee meeting scheduled between now and the beginning of session. Doesn't look like there's an intent to do that. So she really doesn't have any official duties, right, as a state senator until February 20th. And then their intention is to have her get up there and gavel the Senate to order, which is presumably then what would appear in a legal document asking a judge for a restraining order, I would assume.
Right.
And at that point, what does the judge do? Do we have any feel? Do you think that the judge, from your experience, what would happen at that point? Would she remain in the Senate while the case gets litigated, or what would happen?
I think she might stay in. She might be able to stay in. The court might say that until we resolve this matter, because she'd probably come back with an injunction and say that we're going to ask for an injunction to basically stay any kind of proceedings or stay any kind of decision because of the damage it could result. So she's not out right away. Now I'm putting on my law professor hat. There's a few different questions here. One of them is who has standing to challenge her. It might only be somebody within her district. That's one possibility. I'm not sure if just another legislator has that authority to do it. But that's going to be an interesting question that if the court wanted to figure out a way of avoiding this, it could say that the person who's bringing the case, it doesn't have standing. So that's one issue. The second issue is exactly what you're getting at here, is how does this case get precipitated to go to court? Is it somebody who now goes to court and sues? Does the governor simply now say she's lieutenant governor, therefore her position in the Senate is vacated, and therefore he orders a special election.
Yeah, but I think he said he's not going to do that without a resignation specifically.
That's right. That's right.
Yeah, so that probably is not an option.
Yeah, it's probably off the options list, okay? Assuming that she doesn't resign, assume somebody goes and sues at this point, you're not going to have her removed from the Senate until the Minnesota Supreme Court speaks on this matter. And that becomes now important because how does this all work in terms of timing of the legislature? Does this get resolved before February 20th? Does it drag out beyond the 20th? Let's say we do get a decision that the Supreme Court, let's say they take the case and have it bypass the lower courts. I'll make up a date. Let's say around February 1st, the court says you're out of your Senate job. How much time does the governor have before he has to actually set a date for the special election? He might be able to drag that one out for a few months.
And then the question, too, is would it happen before the start of the session? Would there be any action by Senator Fischbach that would be actionable before then?
Well, the fact that she is still she did say she's not taking her salary as lieutenant governor.
As lieutenant governor, correct.
Okay, but she is still collecting her salary in the Senate. That may be enough. That may be enough to say that because she's still collecting her legislator's salary, that is enough to sue at that point and say she is serving in both capacities and give people enough of a hook.